Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, but the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Jason, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure, I'm Tarsi. I am the owner of Advanced Entertainment in Edmonton.
And what is Advanced Entertainment?
Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah. It's entertainment. We have fun, right? Everything we do is fun. So we have a bunch of different things. We do stuff in bars. We've actually done stuff in Mac at the banquet for a little while. We were doing a game up there called Music Poker.
Cool.
So we do that. We have karaoke nights. We have trivia nights. That's our bar stuff. We do DJing for weddings and corporate parties, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Photo booths. And again, all this stuff we've done in Fort Mac a lot, for different things. DJs and casino parties is the big one.
Really cool. Yeah. So the hardware that you're bringing in for these, are you bringing in the hardware?
Yep. Every time.
How did you get down this rabbit hole?
So years ago, I used to work at a casino in Saskatoon, where I'm from.
Okay.
And they would come to us and say, hey, do you guys want to deal these funny money casinos?
Sure.
And so at some point, I was actually, when I started this company here, I was working with another company who was doing something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I almost actually bought them, but a couple of their employees came together with the money faster. And so I was like, you know what, I'll just take the money I have and go start it myself.
Yeah.
And here we are 8 years later, going hard on
That's
the casinos,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah, so. And so when you invested in, I used to be a big gambler. When you're doing the casino nights, what kind of games are you bringing in? Blackjack, poker, roulette, is there anything?
Craps as well. We've got Casino War, Red Dog, and then we just got a spin to win wheel as well, which is just simple for anybody, right?
Yeah.
Place a bet on a heart, club, diamond, or spade, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so with the casino, you work at, like, you're a dealer, I'm assuming. You
know, I was in a past life.
Yes, and now you DJ as well. So was that something that you picked up before or after the card dealer?
Before, actually. So I started DJing in high school because at one time our staff person forgot to book a DJ. It was last minute and they were like, we don't know what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
So me and my buddy said, well, we got all these CDs, let's make a dance.
So we
took their budget, rented a bunch of stuff from, I think it was St. John's Music or whatever it was at the time.
And yeah.
Made a DJ happen, right?
That's so cool.
I just kind of been doing that ever since.
What kind of music was the theme of that first dance?
Dude, it was the 90s, right? So we had a lot of that 80s hair metal stuff, right? Good rock and roll back in there, and the dance stuff that was coming out. CNC Music Factory.
Oh, there we go. Jay's loving that one.
There you go.
Nice. So that was your first, and like when you were doing it, did you know at that point, or was you like, shits and giggles, no worries?
I had no idea. I thought it was just going to be, heck, this business I thought was going to be a sideline hobby.
Okay.
Not so much. Here we are. I've been full-time 14 years.
That's wild.
Yeah, it just kind of went crazy after a while.
And is that strictly here in Edmonton? Like you said, you come to Fort McMurray, but you were based in Edmonton.
Based in Edmonton, yeah. But we've traveled. I've done stuff in BC. I've done stuff in Saskatchewan. And I've done stuff all throughout Alberta, too. So we kind of go everywhere.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
It just costs more.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
People got to remember, we got to travel.
Gas and hotel. Maybe a stipend put in there.
Exactly.
So when you were working at the casino, what was your favorite game to play? Like, not play, because I know you're not allowed to play, but like, deal.
Dealing, I really enjoyed roulette. It's just fun. People have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
Our casino then, like we're talking Saskatchewan again in the 90s when
the
rules were quite a bit tighter and that, so we had blackjack, we had poker, and we had roulette, right? There weren't a ton of games.
They didn't
have the dice games. Dice weren't even allowed in Saskatchewan then.
Right.
I don't know if they are still, to be honest with you.
I've only been to one casino in Saskatchewan. It was in Yorkville.
Yorkton,
thank you.
That would be the
in
one.
In Yorkton, that's the one. And it's not in Yorkton, you have to go a little bit off.
Yep.
The first time I went into that casino, they had just banned smoking in Alberta, and bar everywhere.
Sure.
You couldn't smoke anywhere.
Yeah.
And so then I go in that casino, all of a sudden there's just smoke everywhere. Yeah. Like, oh, you guys didn't get the memo. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we went home, smell it. I smoked at the time, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big deal to me.
No.
Now it would be, but you know. Yeah. But yeah, we had the blue haze. Now yeah. It's all banned everywhere. So.
The blue haze. It was part of the bar experience. You got home at the end of the night and you jumped in the shower. And
oh,
you
had, yeah.
Because if you didn't, your sheets just
stunk. Yeah. Bad. Yeah.
Hopefully, like my son might watch this one day, but if he doesn't, I'm telling the story anyways. I used to put a beer in the fridge at the beginning, like when I went out that
yeah.
night, because you know you were coming home at the end of the night. Oh, yeah. A little shower beer before you went out. Those are the nights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The things you do when you're young.
That's right.
Right.
So now that you're playing music, things have changed dramatically from CNC music after.
No way.
So what do you find is a type of genre that you're playing primarily now when people are hiring you to do a DJ?
You know, it's funny because a lot of times like we're doing stuff for a wide range of audience.
Yeah.
Right? Like a wedding, you got grandma and grandpa and your aunts and uncles there and everybody. So it ranges right from Nokia all the way back to still CNC Music Factory in 80s and even 70s stuff. So,
yeah.
Right? So you got to know it all.
Yeah.
My kids, I drive them crazy because I know every word to every song ever. Right?
Yeah,
and they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How do you know this? Right? So yeah, it's just, it's still everything.
Yeah.
Right? But the last hour and a half of every single night is hip hop and today's, you know, pop stuff. So
mm-hmm.
Some people want to dance
too. Yeah. What's blowing my mind is on the radio, they're playing like music from the 2000s, like R&B yeah. and rap. And I remember growing up in Fort Mac calling into the radio station and be like, can you just play the TLC Waterfalls video with Left Eye in it? And they're just like, no, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Just like, all right. And now to listen to the radio, the same radio station playing all of that music.
Yeah.
Showcases times have definitely changed.
Well, exactly. Now, here's the thing, like the 2000s stuff right up until probably 2012
yeah.
is the most danceable music, right?
Yeah.
Just because of beats per minute and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And people know it, especially now, if they're getting married, right? They were born in 2000 kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's their childhood music too. So that's still a heavy rotation when we're playing as well, just because that's what they grew up with.
Yeah.
Right? And to be fair, like hip hop in the last 5, 7, 10 years even has been, it's been harder to dance to a lot of them. They're still the one that comes up,
yeah.
Not Like Us by Kendrick or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
you can dance to,
yeah.
right? But there's more of it's just more listening and bopping as opposed, it's a vibe as opposed to an actual dancing thing.
Yeah.
When you're DJing, you want them to dance.
That's it, that's exactly it. Well, I find it so funny when I go out and like they're still playing like songs, Engine Number 9
yeah.
on the New York Transit line. You're just like, are we still listening to this? All right, off the track, and you go. But like the kids know it. So
oh, yeah.
like there's certain, like you're saying, that genre, people are still dancing to that music.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, depends on what their parents listen to too, right?
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a heavy influence on kind of where they're at.
Yeah, no doubt. So with all of the additional stuff that you have in your organization, like how do you decide like, okay, right now, like casinos was it, but I need this like photo booth.
Yeah.
How are you deciding on what piece of inventory to invest in?
Yeah, it again, like right now, casinos are the big one because I've got so many dates coming up for Christmas. I have to buy 5-10 more tables right away here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So that's kind of where that's coming. Just bought another photo booth not too long ago just because the demand is enough, right? And that's really kind of what dictates where I go with everything.
Right.
Is there enough demand for another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? So.
You said tables, so you're just gonna bring my memory back to gambling.
Yeah, now, sorry, man.
Yeah.
If I'm reigniting
yeah,
an addiction, I apologize.
No, you're not. I just don't like. Side story. To be a good gambler, like you have to invest your time and effort,
yeah.
just like anything else.
Yeah.
And so I just don't have the time, and I just don't have the time to sit down and like reignite my passion for that. And I'm not trying to lose my own money. So, but now that you are not working at casino, like you have a skill set that most don't.
Yep.
Like you've played the hand, you've
yep.
put the time in. Now that you're not employed, do you find, maybe not now 14 years later, but do you like to play now? That
I do. I'll go to Vegas, but the big thing about that is this is my budget for today, and
that's
this
right.
is as far as I go,
yeah, yeah.
especially in a place like that.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I mean, I have no problem playing. It's funny though, because I know those rules,
mm-hmm.
and there's always one or two people that don't, my chances go in the tank anyway.
Way down.
Whatever. I'll go out. If I'm playing blackjack, I lose.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Last time, I mean, I go back a few years, had a friend down in Vegas. There were a few of us down there. None of them knew how to play, so I taught them, okay, this is how you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
And they all won money. I did not.
Right.
Just the way it goes. So I'll play roulette. Like last time I was in Vegas, I played roulette for 4.5 hours on $100.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
That's right. Just having fun.
Yeah. Just go with it.
That was my thing when I used to gamble. Like same as you. I'd have my set amount. I'm there to have fun.
Yeah.
I always looked at it like entertainment, paying for entertainment. I'm about to go to the movies. I'm going to spend $50 for the hour and a half. It's gone. I'm about to go to the casino. Gonna take this $100, it's gonna last me a few hours, or it's gone. I paid for 3 hours of entertainment.
Sometimes you hope.
Sometimes you come out with a little bit more money, yeah. But most of the time, it was just fun.
Totally.
Anyways, Jason has given me the wrap it up sign. That means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. Well, Advanced Entertainment, if you're having a party or an event, we're the people you need to call. We'll be there. We'll bring the fun and the smiles every time.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. Well, for Vic Murray with Buffalo, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There we go. Good job, man.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.